All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, 97.1. So as I've said, this Georgia recruit's dad, Cade Mays, had his pinky ripped off at a Georgia recruiting event in a folding chair. He's suing for $3.5 million. I said, here's $1.75, tax-free settlement. Rip my pinky off. And Sully got all butthurt. I would never. What about things like typing?
No, David wouldn't either.
Well, you're both idiots. $1.75 million tax-free. You'll figure it out. But we have a medical professional. I want to go to Sean because I've asked the question, what the hell does a pinky even do? Sean, how are you?
The 1-2, Michael. I'm well, yourself.
I'm great. Maybe I'm crazy, but this Georgia recruit's dad, this doesn't sound like a bad deal if he wins.
No, so ultimately it's not. So there's a medical study done on the contribution of the ulnar digits, your ring finger and your pinky finger. They had participants pretty much exclude those two digits and do task gripping, what have you. And it was proven that exclusion of those two digits reduced overall hand strength by 55%. Specifically, reduction with the pinky finger was around 21 to 33% in grip strength overall. So you take that what you will, but there's a significant impact on how you can grab things. And, you know, daily tasks, like I think Sully was saying, hitting the enter button on your keyboard there, you might miss it. But, I mean, hey, if you're on a, you know, and Coco Cabana, you know, just
right,
hanging
right,
out.
Sean, I'll put you to the test. As a medical professional, right here, right now, 1.75, tax-free, lump sum. We're going to rip your pinky off in a folding chair. You ready? Come on.
You know what? As a medical professional, I wouldn't advise it, but me personally,
no.
Hell yeah. Let's get that money, Dave. Let's get that money.
Yeah. No one's saying you do it for a good time. We're saying if there was the ability to be offered it. I feel bad for the guy. Nobody wants to see this happen to anybody. But if he's going to get $3.5 million out of it, $1.75, how about just a mil tax-free? That's not a bad deal. Sully, I mean, you got to ponder it. Think about how long, what percentage, because Americans are notoriously awful savers, and the average American's carrying around like 15 grand in credit card debt. A lot of people never save anything, right? The average American will never save $1 million. Whether it's because they don't make enough, whether it's because they made bad decisions, whether it's because they just don't care about retirement, whatever it is. Those who can get there, it takes a long time. So, knowing what the percentages are, you still want to go down with the ship on this before we move on.
Well, and especially considering how long it would take to make $1.75 million. For instance, in the year 2019 at this place, I made a total of... No, I'm just joking.
What?
I still wouldn't, Mike, because I don't doubt or disagree with anyone saying that, I had my pinky removed or whatever, and I was able to live life and still do stuff. And I'm sure you could. But it's simply, if I'm given the option, having two full hands or just having $1.75 million, I still want two hands. At some point, you got to draw the line with money where, like, I'm still going to make more money. I'm still going to be just fine.
Just a pinky.
And I would need more money.
Give me some ticket text. We will move on from this. I'm fascinated by this story.
No, it's a great story.
Well, I like David also pretending he's a lawyer. Like, this guy's not going to win. He's absolutely going to win.
No, he won't. I'd do it for $1.75. I would take both my pinkies off for that.
All right, let's take it easy now.
A lot of people question, and I agree with them. How do you get it snapped off that instantly from a folding chair? I don't know,
to the point where, according to the story, the pinky flies across the room.
Now, it said it was, the only thing I can understand, it says the chair was like backed up against a, a wall, a concrete wall. So it had to have been pinned so, I don't know, it had the pressure from it, but whatever.
You wonder, I won't say it.
So that's George's fault that he didn't realize that?
No, it's his fault because it wasn't the chair. I'm sure.
Like, how good of a recruiter do you have to be? You took his dad's finger, you still got the commitment.
Right.
Kid's a five-star offensive lineman.
And now his dad's not suing until his son transfers.
People,
now that he's in the transfer portal, okay, now I'm going to sue Georgia.
Yeah, people keep all their fingers. MSU still can't get any players.
Oh, yeah. Man. I would bite my own pinky off.
Yeah, there
1.75.
You go. I would give a pinky for MSU to, like, I don't know, be enjoyable to watch again. Carry on.
Lions Super Bowl. The good thing about it, though, I would say, Mike, is that it would be instant, right? You'd at least, when one shot, the pinky would be gone.
I'd like to think so.
If it flew across the room like that. Guys, I wouldn't do this. I think there's a lot of daily tasks that you'd actually be going without.
Like, I'm not going to repeat.
I agree with the doctor on the line. People wouldn't realize the pressure and the grip that your hand would lose if you lose the pinky.
21% to 30% gription. You'd lose 21% to 30% by losing your pinky. You're not taking 1.75 mil.
I'd give a whole hand for 1.75.
Again, I think you guys are crazy. It's a pinky.
I have my pinky.
You're an idiot. You lie like a rug.
No, I'm not.
Think about all the good that money could do for your church. Why are you so selfish?
Oh, he wouldn't donate that. He would keep that.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, that's right. Don't look at us.
He'd give.
You imagine David got that settlement? Poor church wouldn't see a penny.
He'd give $5,000, maybe. You know,
he'd do what all those preachers do. The Lord says I need a private jet.
Stop it.
Do you think it would hurt your ability? How do I put this cleanly? Let's say you're done in the restroom, and you have your toilet paper in your hand.
Yes, it would affect that.
Could that? Yeah, that.
Yes, it would.
You always think about it.
I have to be honest. I don't know that we can have that conversation on the air.
But you know what I mean, though.
No, I know what you mean, but there's no functioning way we could really get down to brass tacks here.
I can't even talk about that in, like, a kindergarten way.
No, I'm trying to think of how we would start going down that road for terrestrial radio.
I don't know, but I'd see that as a problem.
You know, although Sully did tell us there was only two things he does with his left hand, which are what and what again?
I don't know if I can say that either, but it's true. Dude, I don't know why. I'm right-handed in everything in life besides those two things.
Stop.
Someone's saying the better question is, would you cut your something else off for 1.75? And no, come on.
No. No.
10 million.
I would only do it for $10 million, someone said. Well, the pinky, not that.
Roberto's wife would.
Oh, no.
It's already under the sink in the kitchen.
A lot of people, I'm trying to figure out which pinky I would need for golf.
Roberto's wife already has it in a trombone case.
Wow.
Yeah.
No. It's in a harmonica case.
Sully, please, the best and last ticket text, and we will move on.
The ones that I love, a lot of people say, I really wonder how it would affect my golf swing. And guys, I agree 100%.
Get over it.
I agree.
That is all. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.